This is Dakota Datebook for October 7th. Before the invention of the electric refrigerator, preserving food was a challenge. Most homes on the frontier had a cold cellar, an underground space that stayed cold but not freezing. Cabbage, carrots, and other crops could be stored for months without spoiling. By the 1840s, several companies began mass-producing ice boxes designed for home use. This was more convenient for families, and large ice boxes were also produced for restaurants. Ice was placed in a tray at the top of the box, and the cold air filtered down along walls lined with tin or zinc. Some ice boxes even had a spigot for easy draining when the ice melted. The ice box greatly benefited families by reducing the number of grocery trips, allowing for safe storage of leftovers, and lowering food costs while enhancing meal quality. However, the ice had to be replenished regularly. Ice was harvested from lakes during winter, where blocks were cut and transported by wagons to ice houses, packed in sawdust to last through the summer. It required tremendous effort to harvest enough ice to supply a community until the following winter. On this date, in 1916, a Dickinson company announced the launch of a significant project. The Dickinson Ice and Transfer Company would build a new factory to manufacture and store ice. The facility would include a storage room for over 200 tons of ice and a cold storage room for perishable goods, kept cold using chemicals from the ice manufacturing process. The company planned to use Dickinson's well water, known for its purity, to ensure high-quality ice. The plant would be located near the railroad tracks for convenient shipping. The ice box did not have a long lifespan. The first practical home refrigerator was introduced in 1927 by the Whirlpool Company. In the 1930s, only 8% of American homes had a refrigerator, but by the 1940s, that number soared to 45%. The refrigerator became a necessity in American homes, rendering the icebox a thing of the past. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Ulquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.